This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. In Bihar, polling will be held tomorrow for the second and final phase of assembly elections in 122 constituencies spread across 20 districts. All arrangements have been put in place by the Election Commission of India to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. In this phase, voting will take place in constituencies located along the Indo-Nepal border and in the regions of Simanchal, Magad, Shahabad, Kosi and Mithilanchal. Over 3.7 crore voters will decide the fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women, in tomorrow's polling. More from our correspondent.
From the NDS, BJP has fielded 53 candidates, followed by 44 of JDU, and Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas is contesting on 15 seats. Hindustani Awam Morcha has given ticket to 6 candidates, whereas Rashtriya Lok Morcha is contesting on 4 seats. In Mahagathbandhan, the RJD has put the highest number of candidates with a tally of 71 nominees, followed by 37 candidates by Congress. The Vikasshil Insan Party, led by Mukesh Sahni, is contesting on 8 seats, and CPI-ML is fighting on 6 seats. 4 seats are contested by CPI and 1 by CPM. In 6 assembly constituencies, there is a friendly fight in constituent parties of Mahagathbandhan, as RJD, Congress, VIP and CPI have fielded candidates against each other. In this phase, the fate of 12 cabinet ministers of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar-led government will be decided. State Power Minister Bijendra Prasad Yadav is contesting from Supaul constituency. BJP candidate and 7 times MLA and Cabinet Minister Dr. Prem Kumar is contesting from Gaya Town Assembly segment. Congress State President Rajesh Kumar is contesting from Kutumba in Aurangabad. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and continue till 6 p.m. However, due to security reasons, polling in 7 assembly constituencies and certain polling stations will end at 5 p.m. By-elections for 8 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states will also be held tomorrow. These constituencies are Budgam and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Ghat Shila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Taran Taran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram and Nuapada in Odisha. Counting of votes will take place on the 14th of November, along with Bihar Assembly elections. BJP today expressed confidence that the party, along with the National Democratic Alliance NDA, will secure a decisive and historic victory in the Bihar Assembly elections. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Ravi Shankar Prasad said that the opposition has already accepted its defeat in the polls and is merely searching excuses. Earlier in the day, Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate and senior RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav held a press conference in Patna, alleging that Bihar has not seen any success in last 20 years. He also claimed that Mahagathbandhan is going to win the assembly polls. President Draupadi Murmu addressed the Angolan parliamentarians at their National Assembly in Luanda today. President Murmu said it was a matter of great pride to address the National Assembly of Angola and its representatives, praising the country's inspiring journey from its freedom struggle to peace and democracy. Expressing gratitude to President of Angola, João Manuel González Lorenz, for the invitation, President Murmu highlighted that 2025 holds special significance as it marks the 40th anniversary of diplomatic relations between India and Angola, alongside the Golden Jubilee of Angola's independence. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today emphasized that India achieved defence production worth around 1,51,000 crore rupees in the year 2024-25, with defence public sector undertakings contributing 71.6% of the total. The iconic Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in the national capital will be redeveloped as a sports city. Sports Ministry sources said that it will cater to all major disciplines and include lodging facility for athletes. The 102-acre area of the stadium will be rebuilt completely, but as of now, the plan is merely a proposal and therefore the timeline for the project has not yet been worked out. And that is the end of this news bulletin.